everyone, welcome into Spiritual Mixtape. I'm your host, Daisy Mack, and I am so happy to be here with you today. And please indulge me. We are going to revisit one of my favorite exercises. I don't know why I'm calling it an exercise. It's a terrible word. We're going to revisit one of my favorite sessions. I don't know. So here's the thing. We still have wildfires here in LA, and we have a wildfire pretty close to the house right now, and there are Chinooks flying overhead, like loads of them. And I want to say, please don't worry. I am safe. We are safe. This is just the reality of living in Los Angeles right now. But it is quite rightly slightly distracting, and it's making me lose my words. But there is a beautiful episode that we put out on the podcast, and it's half a grounding meditation, half my dad's meditation. And when I was thinking last week about a show I wanted to revisit this month, I thought of two. One of them is episode 38, which is the Heaven and Earth practice. And that's all about finding the truth, what feels true to you, what has integrity to you through an energy practice. And right now in the world, more than ever, we really need to be able to feel into the truth of a situation, because the words and the narrative that is presented to us aren't always the truth, don't always have our best interests at heart. So I thought long and hard about revisiting that episode or re-recording it for you. And I have a re-recorded version, a new version up in the membership. If you guys want to visit that, there's a, you know, 7-day free trial. Get in there. I'm teaching in there for all the time. I'm active in there. But the meditation, the practice session, exercise, whatever you want to call it, that we're going to revisit today is episode, I think it's 77, and it's half a grounding exercise and half my dad's meditation, because what you need as well right now is the ability to ground down, the ability to feel the earth beneath you, to feel on steady ground, physically, metaphorically, emotionally, energetically. I say this as the wind howls through the trees outside of my studio. And I love talking about my dad. I love bringing the practices my dad gave me through to all of you. I love sharing these things with you. Gosh, my dad, I know that we will say that dad's watching and dad's here, and he is so happy, but I do want to say that he really would be so stoked to know that we are all talking about him, that this thing that was kind of weird, right, like, you know, a dude meditating is not so weird if you live in Los Angeles, but in the general scheme of things, a manly man that works in construction, who puts up houses, who builds roads, meditating, it's not that common. And I think that he would be so, like I said, stoked. He'd be so happy to know that in the midst of all of the chaos of the world right now, here we are, talking about this meditation he taught me when I was 16, and the way that I changed it for my personal practice. And now we have it on the podcast, so that there's a version of this that actually is on the British Airways and Qatar Airways and Flight Entertainment. It's not this actual one that we're going to revisit today, but it is a version of it. And just, like, let's just take a moment to just be really pleased for my dad. I'm so sad that he didn't get to see this, but I am so delighted that we get to have this in our life now. And especially because, you know, in a time like this, I'm recording this on Monday, the 20th of January, and we're not going to go into what else is happening today, but we are a world divided, and it just feels like such a journey to make us unified again. And the way to get through these problems like these wildfires is for people to unite. And the way to get through climate change is to unite, to have one voice and to all be singing from the same hymn sheet, as they say. And we are not going to get bogged down in that, because Spiritual Mixtape is 100% a safe place for everybody's views and for everyone to be heard. And I don't want to take us down that route today. Instead, I just want to revisit this episode so that you can have this practice, a little bit of grounding, a little bit of dad's meditation, and you can just experience how easy it is to find clarity, peace, calm through just a few moments of breathing in and focusing on something bigger and more intuitive than perhaps the place that you're at right now. So without any adding anything further, and I know that I'm slipping on my word. I know that I slipped on some words when I did the wildfire one last week, but these are unusual times. And for me, it is more important to show up imperfectly. I'm not even sure I said that right. To show up with my imperfections than to not show up, because I can't do the show until the circumstances are right. I need to show up with my word trips, my messy hair, and share practices with you that will help, even if it's 0.01%. I don't believe that, by the way. I feel like if you help one person from a full heart and you give it 100%, then you create a change and a ripple that is more than a butterfly effect, more. And let me also say this then, since I'm rabbiting away and on a bit of a tangent. To all my people who were ever told that you were too much, this is a time where you need to be more. So take all of your too muchness and channel it. Be too much. Please be too much. This episode will be out on my YouTube too. I hope that you go and watch it, because it's set in a very pretty place. And let's hope the next time I sit down to record the pod, we will be a little bit better, a little bit more peaceful. We'll keep practicing till then. All my love. Good morning, I am Daisy Mack and this is Spiritual Mixtape. Today I have a mixture. It's half a grounding meditation and half of what I call my dad's meditation. And if you haven't done my dad's meditation before, I'll link it below. It was the second ever episode I put out on the podcast, and it was the first meditation I learned when I was 16 and my dad taught me, hence the name Dad's Meditation. I'm thinking about my dad a lot because I'm in the beautiful Caribbean on holiday, and my dad and my mum were both expats. They travelled all around the world. They met in the Middle East and they spent about 18, 20 years living on various islands in the Caribbean where they followed work around. They're both civil engineers. They were building roads, irrigation systems for plantations, hotels, houses, you name it, they built it to stay in paradise. This is where especially my dad loved to be. And my mum, now she says she liked it. I don't know if she loved it at the time, I have to ask her. But my dad absolutely loved it here. So I've been thinking about him a lot. Thinking about the legacy that he left me when he taught me how to meditate, and now I do it for a living. And thinking about all the things I should have asked him, but I didn't. So it's half bittersweet, half awesome. And I decided to mix it with a grounding meditation because there's so much light coming into the planet right now. Like, there's so much change and shifts in frequency that no matter what practice I want to do, if I don't start and end my day by grounding into who I am right now, into my inner self, I find that my inner critic, even though I know she's completely off base, can really take over. So, grounding every day and using, I love the symbolism that my dad used in his meditation. You'll feel it as it comes in. It adds an element of connection to your subconscious or to your higher self, however you want to look at it. But it feels grounding too, even though it's not necessarily a grounding meditation. My dad taught it to me for stress. So why don't we just jump in? Why don't we just give it a go? I'm going to do this standing up just because where I'm sitting right now, if I sit down, it's too shadowy. You won't be able to see me. But you sit down or you can lie down. My dad taught me this meditation lying down. When I do my personal practice in the morning, I do it sitting up, legs crisscross, point of energy from the base of the spine all the way to the nape of the neck. And I like to tuck my chin into my chest like that and palms up to receive or palms together to close the circle. Whatever you feel like, this is your moment to read your body, ask yourself what you want. I know that when I teach people, everybody wants you to tell them what to do. But a lot of meditation, especially the new and nuanced meditations coming in, is really about letting your intuition take the lead. So palms up if that feels good, palms up to receive, close the loop if you just want to bring everything in, but get comfortable and be aware of where the lines of energy are in your body. I do encourage sitting up, pulling the shoulders back, because it allows your body to breathe properly for a start, or breathe more easily. But it's just how the body feels more comfortable. Even if you're a sloucher, I'm definitely a sloucher, it does feel energetically more comfortable. So get comfy. Figure out where you're putting your hands and breathe, really allowing the throat to open up. And everything below the heart to engage. And if there's already a feeling of like sticky energy around you, keep coming back to the breath. Keep coming back to yourself. And it's not necessarily about ignoring anything else that's going on. It's just about allowing something else to become the focus. And it's always, I think, a trick to watch the breath. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. A little more breath. So good. And now let's start from the top of our head, scanning for where there's tension. And you can work through this on your own or you can follow me. We're going to start with our hairline and just breathing out any places of tension on the exhale. Into the jaw, you can give it a wiggle. And again, on the exhale, allowing a loosening. into the shoulders, roll them back, into the chest. Especially if you're doing this in the morning, allow for a really big exhale here. Knots in the stomach, let's release them, at least in our imagination, if you feel too tense to really be able to get deep into that one, just imagine a small loosening as best as you can. Finally, let's look at our legs. You can concentrate hips, knees, heels, but just allowing any tension to flush from the body. Thanking your awareness, your consciousness, for bringing your focus to places in your body that needed a little extra help this morning or evening. And slow the breath again. This isn't about moving fast. And let's ground from this place. Imagine a line of energy from the base of your spine going deep into the earth. Allow this light to go so deep into Mother Earth that you go beyond anything that is touched by man. Feeling a deep connection to the core of the planet. And as this line of energy stabilizes, allow yourself to create roots holding you lovingly and gently to this place in the earth. That no matter how the weather changes today, the wind that blows, the rain or the sunshine, you are held, and you have a constant source of energy and supply. Let your roots grow out in all directions and come higher into your body so that within your gut you can feel, I am held. I am safe. I am at one and at peace with where I'm at. Now bring your focus to your third eye. When we bring our focus to our third eye, it's a part between the brows, and we keep our eyes closed, but we look to the part between our brows without opening our eyes. It's kind of a strange sensation. And keep breathing, slow and steady. Whenever a thought interrupts your practice, come back to that slow, steady breath. Now from the third eye, Imagine a hill in front of you. On top of this hill is a green light. And as you look to this green light, you see a sign or a symbol that is resonant and familiar to you. As you sit in the sensations and the meanings that are coming up for you, pay attention to where your body is responding. If there are tingles of energy in your throat, bring focus, bring breath there. Let the energy disperse and dissipate. If you're feeling tingling in your hands, again, do the same thing. Let the energy dissipate, breathe into that part of your body. And bring the focus back in. As you look to the symbol, to the hill, to the green light, allow any messages now to come up from your heart, from your subconscious. And as they do so, allow yourself to create another mantra, another I am statement. From I am safe, I am here, I am at peace with the world. Allow another I am statement to come up. Let this I am statement fill your heart. And as it does so, you can begin to bring movement back into your body, feeling that grounded sensation, but that connection to the part that's within you, but completely connected to all of nature and all of the universe. Whenever you do this in your day, I hope that it brings you a little peace. I hope that, like me, it helps you see the difference between the inner critic who's trying to help you and the inner critic who is no longer part of your vibration and allows you to ground into something that's real and something that is going to support you. Thank you, as always, for being part of the mixtape. If you love this episode, it always helps me to carry on the work and grow the community if you leave a review. Alternatively, if you know someone who would benefit from a little bit of a grounding meditation, please send this on. I can't tell you how much. There's two pigeons having, like, a kiss or something, maybe a fight by me. I can't tell you how much my dad would have loved to have seen this. So thank you for sharing in that little bubble with me today. See you on the next episode.